Vayter and Shasri and Makas Davchav, picking up on your testament base by the bottom of the page, 8 lines up from the bottom, right after the word Teiko, Zakdei LeGemara, Amar, continuing on with the idea of Meister Sheini. Amar Rabbi Asim, Rabbi Yochanan, Meister Sheini, Mimisechayim Lov. When are you going to be Chayav? Are you going to get Makas for it? That's only one Mishra Panei Achoma, if it already saw the walls of the city. Rashi says, V'chutz Achoma, then you eat outside of it. The Bastis and Hainu the Aliyah of Afke, that is that you brought it into the city of Yerushalayim and then you took it out. My time, well, why is that? Dharma Kokas the Pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlana, eat in front of Hashem your God. Uksiv, and it says, Lo Sucha Lecha B'Shecha, you can't eat in your own gates when you're outside of Yerushalayim. Kol Echa de Karina Bey, Lefnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlana, whenever you read that, whenever that Pasuk applies, meaning when it's in there, then Karina Bey, Lo Sucha Lecha B'Shecha, you can't eat outside of it only once it's gone and it's a problem. But Kol Echa, the Lo Karina Bey, Lefnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlana, Rashi says, the Lo Chnis Lefnim, and every bottle over there, the Lo Karina Bey, Lo Sucha Lecha B'Shecha, you don't read the Pasuk of you can't eat it in your own cities, in your own walls, therefore you do not get Malchus for that case. Frankly, is that really true that if the Meister Sheni wasn't there, then you wouldn't be chayav for it? We see from Abai, said maybe not like that. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Kohen shall also be yodot in the Shotevel. A Kohen, so he's allowed to have Truma, and he's allowed to eat Truma. All right, so he has in his hands a fig that's Tevel. So think of Truma, Smeiser, so they take everything off it. And what does he do? Does he say, Amar, he says, the Einazu Trumasa B'Uksa, he says, this fig, it's Truma, should be on the stem. Rashi says, the Bai Rashis Shireha Nikar, you have to, like, have all the places, all the parts designated clearly. V'Hilkach Ba'inan Siyum behind the Tanan, Shnei Lugan Shani Asil Hafish, Arehin Truma B'Mkoman, Polygaha the low boy racious shehei shireh nikar. And I, we have other places the might say you're allowed to do even the side in front of you. That's the one who's argue on this opinion. So then is what you want to be a meiser rishon mitzvona, let the meiser rishon, that's what goes to the levi, that should be on the northern part of it. Meiser sheni, that's eating Yerushalayim, should be in the Durham in the southern part. Vehishtas meiser sheni, vilhiu Yerushalayim. And it's the second year, and it's in Yerushalayim, where it's went to that meiser sheni. Oh, meiser ani vuba gvulon, or let's say he says the meiser ani is in the gvulon, is outside of Yerushalayim, and where it's allowed to be eaten. Then, achla, if he ate it, beep, turn the page. Chafa manaf. Loka achas is going to get one set of malchus for doing it. He's not going to get a problem with truma because he's a kohen, but he's going to get one set of malchus. What's that? Because we're talking about a case, as Rashi, that he didn't take off trumas meiser. Trumas meiser is what the levi has to take off to go to the kohen, and that wasn't taking off. Vizar shachal lukushtaim and a zar. Now, kohen, he's just going to be look at two things. That's tevel and the fact of trumas meiser. Shilu v'tchila achla, if he would have eaten, if the zar would have eaten it before anything happened to it, then he would have been chayav only one thing, and that's having tevel, and everything would fall into that category. Now, taima disa Yerushalayim. The reason is that the non-kohen, the zar, is only going to get two malchus for eating tevel and truma is because he's in Yerushalayim when he designates it and then he eats it, and therefore he wasn't over the iser by eating meiser sheni that's in it. Haba gvulin lo kashalos, but if he was in the gvulin, then he would have gotten three sets of malchus, tevel, truma, and meiser sheni out of Yerushalayim. The afagav, the lav roa pnei, even though it didn't go and see the city yet, it hasn't been into the city's walls. So we see over here, a person is going to get malchus based off the mashmos over here for eating meiser sheni outside of Yerushalayim, even if it was never in the city, against what we just said. And for the Gemara, no, this case is da'ilu afke. We're talking about a case where it went in and it came out. Rashi says, da'ilu Yerushalayim, v'kara la shem, v'hoda afke, you called it meiser sheni, and then you took it out of there. The chaza meiser sheni pnei choma, hilkach lo kashalos. Now he's going to get three. In fact, there that's true, then what are you saying over here? Right? We know this din already. We learned this din already. So it says, you brought it in while still a state of tevel. Then you took it out, meaning this fruit went in and then was taken out. With that fig, the Mashina in the future is going to be taken from it. And the cassava matas shematano shalohurmo kimishirmadani. But the Chiddush is coming to tell you that matano, so these gifts, meaning shirma, maisa, maisa risha, maisa sheni, shirma, maisa, all these things, matano shalohurmo that weren't taken off yet, are considered like they were already. Rashi's vidami commanda ail maisa sheni be'ene. It's like you brought a maisa sheni, the havali prechoma, vilka kiafka loka love, vikagonda afka nami betivla. You took it out when it was still even in the state of tevel, and that's what it's coming to teach you. But it doesn't knock him off.
Frak the Gemara, really? You want to tell me that's a Rav Yossi hold?
Schultz, who just gave that answer over there, Vesavir of Yossi, Matanos, Shalo, Hermo, Kamisha, Hermo, Dami, you want to say Matanos, that weren't yet separated from it, is considered like they're separated. Therefore, someone who goes and eats them outside of Yerushalayim is going to get Malkus. I'm going to show you that even if it's outside, it's not considered like it's separate, and you shouldn't get Malkus. But Tanan, Rav Switch Rule, Rav Tanan, Rav Mishnah, Rav Shum, and Yehuda, Omer, Mishum, Rav Yossi. Lo nechlu b'sham beis Hillel, al perush shalonim, or malachtam, rov, Yerushalayim. B'sham beis Hillel, v'machlokus, about when is it so that the Meis Hasheni can be redeemed? Up until what point can it be redeemed? Because remember we say, like if you live in a certain area, you know, miles and miles away, and you have all the spices shiny, you have to bring it up to your Yerushalayim. It's too much to carry over there. So you can go and you can redeem it, and you can then, you know, use that money, you go buy things. Until when can it be redeemed? That's a machlokas. But they both agree that if you have payro, saloting merlachtan, the processing is done, it's unprocessed. The Avi Yerushalayim, and then they went into Yerushalayim. Even they went into Yerushalayim Eir Kodesh, you put the Ma'aser Shein Yerushalayim Eir Kodesh B'chomakam. You can be put it, and you can eat it in any area. So what exactly is the machlokas they have? On Peros Shenigmu Malachtan Rabbi Yerushalayim. On Peros that were Nigmar, they were finished, and they went through Yerushalayim, but they didn't designate what was what, Trumas, Ma'asers, whatever, until after they left Yerushalayim. Shabishami Omrim Yachsir Maisa Shani Shalahem Beyachal Bishalayim. Bishami say the Maisa Shani has to be returned in Eden Yerushalayim. You can't redeem it anymore. Bisal Omrim Yipada Beyachal Bechomakam. No, you can be potted, you can eat it in any place that you would like. Oh, says Rashi, the Tanya of Yossi Alibid of Bishalel Yipada. The fact that he's quoting Bishalel saying Yipada Shmamino Dachis Fairly obviously holds like him. The Bishami Bakam Bishalel ain't a Mishnah. It doesn't exist. The Amid Yipada Shmamino the Matano. It's not considered like they're already taken off. Now the Gemara says, and if you want to say that the matanos, you know, these things, trumas, maisers, maiser sheni, that weren't taken off yet, are considered like they were taken off once they go into Shalayim, so then why can maiser sheni, as designated afterwards, be removed from Yerushalayim, right, they're taken out, why can they be redeemed? Ha, kaltu, b'mechitzas. The walls already took them in, swallowed them in. I'm a rabbi. Okay, we're talking about two separate things. One is talking about eating it and getting malchus, one's talking about being podeh. Says rabbi, mechitza lecho deraisa. The law is at the wall. Is like the boundary that swallows it up, right? In reference to eating, ma'aser sheni, that's a deraisa to get in. Deraisa. And then, therefore, once my shina gets into Yerushalayim, it creates me the rice, it can eat outside of it. And that's what Rav Yossi is going to say, that if unseparated stuff is treated as if it's already separated, kibush harmo, and therefore, if my shina gets into Yerushalayim, even if it wasn't, even if it's the state of Tevel, and afterwards you went and you did all those things, one of them eats out of Yerushalayim is getting a Malkus. But Mechitza liklot derabanan. The fact that those Yerushalayim are collated, that they swallowed it up, right? And as much that you're not able to go into redeem it, that's a derabanan to get there. Midaraisa, Maisha Shena came in, even Maisha Shena, it can't be eaten outside, but if you take it out, then it can be redeemed. And therefore, it's the Chachamim who said that Maisha Shena can no longer be taken out and redeemed. Chigazer Rabbanu, when they made the Xer, Kiesa Be'ene. Only when the Maaser Sheni is right now in Yerushalayim and it's straight up form and it's already designated and everything. But Betivle goes over the Gozer Banan. When it was still in the state of Tevel, they weren't Gozer, that if later you took it out, in other words, you bring it in, it's still Tevel, you didn't designate it, and you take it out, then you designate it. And there was Tevel when it came in, even though you can't eat it now, but you're allowed to go ahead and you can redeem it. So we don't have ourselves a problem, everything works beautifully. Ravina has another answer, though. He says as follows. This is going to bring us back to yesterday's daf, and that is, again, what was the question over here? The question was, we made a dik from the Braisa. The Braisa of Rav Yossi is that if the non-kohen of the Tzar would have eaten the stuff outside of Yerushalayim, the Gvum, then he would have been Chayiv. You would have got Malkus feeding Ma'aser Sheni. How is it possible if we just saw that Beis Hillel says that if you take the stuff outside, that you can go to, you can be poda and you can eat it in any place? How do those two things work together? Says Ravina. Now we're talking about a different case. Okay, go. And what is the case talking about that if you, if that the mashmaos of the third set of malchus of Yossi said, ask people don't get libekanya. Ask you on the Snoopy stick, like we said yesterday. We asked as a question, right? Remember the Gemara says, what would be the din if a person goes ahead, bought your papa and Yitzhak Rebbe's, knock it libekanya mai? He enters into the city, but the Maaser Sheni didn't enter in. As opposed to if it's on his backpack, where like, yeah, it's considered like him, like he's wearing it. But if it's on the stick, then maybe it's not like he's wearing it. And we said, take over there. So Gemara says, no, could go in the knocket libekanya and Vitishva Baya Dura Papa. This answers the question for him as well. Well, that he said over there. What is that? What does that mean? That he goes in Shulayim, but the Maaser Sheni is still, it's Maaser Sheni, straight up. And it's outside on that stick. So he's showing that even in such a case, Maaser Sheni is considered like it entered into Shulayim, and therefore it's going to be also to be eaten outside of it, and you're going to get Malchus. In the other case you talk about with Bisham is when it wasn't actually Maaser Sheni yet, and therefore you're allowed to go and do that. Beautiful. Zok, the next Halakha Mishnah. Hakorech karcha birosho. Someone who goes and makes a bald spot in his head when he's mourning, Rashi says, ala meiskin, mefarsh l'gemara. Ve hamakif pasosho, someone who rounds the corner of his head. Rashi says, mishum deboy lememar, hai ninu pase rosho. Because they wanted to tell you where exactly those corners are. Because these are obviously, these are psukim straight up in the Torah. But because he wanted to tell you what they are, therefore it brought up. Hamashkis pasos akana, where someone just turns the corner of his beard. Vasoreit srita achas, so someone goes ahead and he makes a cut. One cut, ala meis, over a dead body, over somebody who died, then what's it then? Chayav, this person is going to get Malchus. Rashi says over here that Sarat Osa Chabura Ba'atzah B'Shum Tzar Meso Asosia Achas Alameis Chayav Hachad Lav Davka Nakazuch Achas Elam Shum Dabay Leflugay Leflugay Lekameh Bein Tzrit Achas Tzrit. Here doesn't Davka mean one Tzrit, but it wants to show you a distinction between one and two later on. So Rakad Leinami Hacha Kimeduma Delugas Hinlei. Okay. Sarat Srita Achas al Chamish Meisim. Let's say a person does one Srita on five Meisim. Five dead people. Or Chamish Srita Sal Meisechad. Or five on one person. There, because of one person. Chayev Akol Achas. For Achas, the person is going to be Chayev. A different Malchus for each and every one of these dead people. Even, right? Let's hold off on the even. They're going to be chayev for each one of them. Ala rosh tayim. If someone goes in around the corner of his head, it's going to be chayev. Two malchus is going to get. Achas mikan, ma'achas mikan. One malchus, because rounding on this side, and one for rounding on the other side. Rashi explains that the head is a mixture of two different parts, two different pieces, and that is the part where the hair grows and the area where the face and the beard grow. And they join together by the temple, which is called the corners of the head, and therefore you're going to be chayev for two. Achas mikan, achas mikan. Ala zak. Okay, and somebody goes and he shaves his beard. Now that includes the other two. If you round your head, it's only the two, the corners, like what we would normally call payas. But somebody does a zuck in the beard, shtayim mikan, v'shtayim mikan, v'achas milmata. Then he's going to be chayev five malchus. Two here, two there, one in the middle. Rashi details where those are, but the two and five, so it's two is like where the jaw meets the, you know, what we call our temples, then two below that, the corners, and then one by the chin. Avachas milmata. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer im nitlo kulan ka'achas. If all of them are done in one shot, then enu chayv el'achas, you only chayv one set of malchus. Tadakama says, nope, you gonna get five, I don't care. And over here, Eliezer says, no, you're only gonna get one. Venu chayv achit l'bitar. You only chayv as you do it with a blade. Rashi says, Tanakama ka'omer love, Rabbi Eliezer poligolay. Oh, we have machlokes in this also. And that is that the Tanakama says that you're not going to be chayev unless you took it off with a razor. Eliezer Omer, that afilu, Eliezer says that afilu likto b'malkate oberitani, which is two types of tools that are used in order to level things, to smooth out or to level like wood. Even in such a case, chayev, you're going to be chayev. That the Gemara is going to see reason machlokas. Tanu Rabbanan lo yekrechu. The pasuk says lo yekrechu karcha. Says Rashi yachol. Afilu karach tamalomer karcha dekrayi serahu. And there's an extra word over here. It says the Gemara lo yekrechu yachol afilu karach. Karach arba v'chamisha krichos. You would think that maybe we had four or five bald spots. Lo yechayev elachas. You're going to be chayev one time. Tamalomer karcha lo yekrechu karcha. It's double lashon over there. Lachayev al kar karcha v'karcha in each one of them. Birosham matamalomer. What does it mean when it says on their head? What's it coming to teach you? Lefish and Amar Losis go to the Kachabini Nechem the Mace. Since the Pusik says about Yidin, you're not allowed to cut yourself, you're not allowed to make a bald spot between your eyes for the dead. Yochaloy Chayev Ella Albani Naim Elvad. You would think you'll be Chayev even if you're the bald spot just between your eyes. That's just Baruch, Samach the Padachas. Right? I mean, nine the Rabbis call Rosh. From where do we know to include the entire head in the sister? Maybe you think only the area between the eyes is a problem. How do you know you include even the head? Talmud Lomar Berosham. The Rabbis call Rosh, including the entire head. And now let me make a bold spot. Family, I love a Kohanim. Family is talking about Kohanim. It's the Pusik is talking about. So, Reba, I'm a cost of Mitzvahs Yisaris because they have more Mitzvahs as Kohanim. So, maybe only their Chayiv. Misal Minan. I don't know that a Yid, a regular Jew, is going to be Chayiv as well. Demer Khan Karcha. It says over here by the bold spot Karcha. And it says. Pardon, the first pasuk is talking about Nakon, it's talking about Yid, anyone in Dvarim. It says, Banam Atem Hashem HaKechem Elo, says, Godel, says, Yim HaKarcha Ben Einechem, Lameis. It says about Karcha, Benem Elohim Karcha, it says about the Kohanim, about the bald spot also. And therefore we say, Mala Holon, just like over there, but the Kohanim, Chayav HaKol HaKarcha VaKarcha, Chayav each one of them, Chayav Al Rosh, Kebin Einayim, you're Chayav the head, just like between the eyes, Afkan Yosob, a regular Yid, it was not a coin, Chayav HaKol HaKarcha VaKarcha, Chayav for every single one, Chayav Al Rosh, Kebin Einayim, also on the head, like between the eyes. Umala Holon Alameis, and just like over there, a regular Yid, who's not a coin, a regular Yid, is also only when it's over a dead person, because the pasuk says you can't do it for a dead person. Afkan lemeis. So to hear by the Kohen, it's talking about only by a dead person. When it says in the pasuk by the Kohanim, it says lo yikruchu karcha beroshem, a pasuk kadam lo yigalechu b'vsar lo yisutzat. It's talking about that. But the other pasuk is b'adam tzimtzach b'kechem muskel b'vsar b'neichem la meis. Therefore, we know that's talking about for a mace. Now, we said in the Mishnah that if you made five, you're going to get five things. Now, hi, above the chamesh kricho, sechidami, what exactly is the circumstance that we're dealing with over here? Elim, abezach, as everyone would say, it's one after the next, of a chamesh asros, and it was five separate warnings, he gets asros for each one. The pshita, obviously, you're going to get it. Malchus for each one of them. Beep, turn the page. Chaf amabes, ela bechad asro. We must be talking about over here, where there's only one hasra. So, Frank the Gemara, me mechayev. So, if you get only one asra, so then would you be mechayev five times? For tonight, we're going to the Mishnah. We're going to see, yep, we're going to see in tomorrow's daf. Nazir Shahaya Shosei Yain Kol Yom. A Nazir is drinking wine the entire day, beginning to the end of the day. Enu chayev alachas. So, we're chayev malchus one time. Armelah tishta al tishta, but if you said to him, don't drink, don't drink. Then, but there's also Mishnah Nazir. Lam chesam abayis. And Membeis. So they say, don't drink, they give a warning for the Nazir every time. The Hushosti continues to go and drink. Then, each one of them. So over here also, why would you be Chayiv five for only one? It's going on. Lo Tzricha Desach Chamesh Etzbos Nasha. It's where you put a type of cream that removes hair. We've seen this a few times. Rashi says, Perish Sam Shemesir Sosea. It takes off the hair. Vasach Mimenu Eno Tzumeach Seir Begufo. He's not going to get the hair in his body. That's a Gemara in Bavakama. So what happens is, Vasach Chamesh Esbosov Nasha, he puts this type of cream on five of his fingers, and those Vinu Vasachas, and he puts them all five times, different parts of his head, springs out his fingers at the same time. The Haivile Asura Lekul Chata Vachata. The person says, don't do that. So you got Asura from every, for each one of them. And therefore, you're going to be Chaya five. Vakama Shir Karcha. What is the Shir? When we talk about the idea of this Karcha, of this bald spot that a person is going to be chayiv for going ahead and doing it. Rav Huna Amar, Kedei Sheyera Meirosho. It's enough that you're able to go and see the skin. You pulled out the hair, you can see now the skin that's underneath over there. Rav Yochanan, Rav Mishor, Rav Yolaz, Rav Shimon, Kegris. Now the amount is a gris, which is the size of a bean. Type of lentil. Acher Momrim, others say, Kedei Sheyera Meirosho, to see the skin over here. Okay, Amar Avuna, Amar Avuda, Amar Bar Chaviva, Pligi Bat Lasa Tanai. This is, there's three, is a three way machlokus about this. Chad Amar Kegres, the size of Gres. Chad Amar Kedei Sheira Birosho. Chad Amar Kishtei Cyrus, two hairs. Vika the Mafik Shtei Cyrus, Amar Kadosh. The other one is take out the Shtei Cyrus and say Kadosh, the size of a lentil. Visimana, how do you remember it? Baheres, that's Xpasha. Baheres Kegres, Sumichia, Bikadosh. Baheres, the size of a bean. And a michya, a healthy spot, is considered the size of a lentil. In case you wanted to get that clear over there. Now, Tanya, Hanota Melopi Hazug B'Shabbos. Someone who pulls out, takes out a scissors full of hair, Piazug. So the tip of the scissors of hair on Shabbos is going to be Chayav. Chayav means a carbon. He's talking about somebody that's Bishogig. How much is that? So she says, Chudon Shel Mesperayim, the tips of the scissors. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim. That is two hairs. V'atayim, once the Rabbi said, L'karcho Shtayim. In the continuation of that very brisa, it says, oh, and by the way, L'karcho, and for a bald spot, you're going to be Chayav too. But that sounds, if it's two hairs, it sounds like it's a different shear than the Shabbos one. It says, G'ra Eima V'chein L'karcho Shtayim. It's not to say, and similarly, with that, it's going to be two. Tanya Rechi, Rabbi Yisrael backs it up. Hanotel Pia Zug B'Shabbos. Somebody goes there and removes a scissors full, tips full. Aaron Shabbos, Chayev is going to be Chayev. V'kama Melo Pia Zug Shtayim. That's two. If you let Zomer Achas, somebody says, no, you're going to be Chayev even for one hair. Whoa. Modem Chachamim to Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim agree to Rabbi Eliezer. Right, they say that generally speaking, you have to move two or more, but they're masking to him b'malaket levonos mitos scharos, that if a person is removing the white hairs from the black hairs. Here he goes, old man. A.K.A. myself, b'malaket scharos, masters b'malaket scharos levonos mitos scharos. T'kevin avin makvedel sear lavon echad shuvin tzarosav. A person is very machmed if he has one white hair between his black hairs. Kadeshal Yerzakin shouldn't look old. I mean, the Kishumalakin also may be in his course. When he does that, Melacha Chashuvi, it's called Melacha Chashuvalu, Vechayev Bishum Gozes. Kavan is Chayev Ziz, Kavan the Chayev Ziz Azu. Shkosh to Chalvanos, look at him. Okay, so Melacha Lavanos to Shkosh. So feel Achas, even if it's one shoe, Chayev, then he's going to be Chayev. Generally, they don't agree with that, but if it's white and black, then they are. V'tavr zeh, I feel b'cholah. So not only that, this is also during the cholah. She says, shemis na'atz mo b'nuya, b'noye isha, because it's like begging, it's like a woman's thing to do. Shem shenemar lo yilbash gever simlas isha, it's begging isha to go ahead to pull out the white hairs from the black hairs. Okay? So take it in stride. Be happy. You're getting white. It's beautiful. Zok the next part of the Mishtav Amakif Pasrosha. Right, we said a Karya Karcha Barosha, but Amakif Pasrosha, someone who's around the corner of his head is getting Malkos. Tanu Abanan. Pasrosha Sofrosha. The corner of his head means like the end of his head. What does that mean when we say the end of his head? What does that mean? It's someone who evens out his temples with the hairline that's behind his ears and the one of his forehead. Right, that's going to be, now we got to, so that would be a problem. Tani Tana Kame Derev Chista, Echad Amakif Echad Anikaf Loka. Both the one who rounds it and the one who has it rounded are getting a Malka. So that means the haircutter and the haircutee. Amar Le, Man Da Achol Tamri Bar Bila Lucky. Does somebody eats dates out of a sieve get Malkus? A guy eating out of a sieve, what's he doing wrong? He didn't do anything. He did nothing, so hard to get Malkus for doing nothing wrong. So over here also says Rashi, Ochel Tamar B'Kvara, somebody sitting out of a sieve, Yesh Loka B'Tamiya, Kolomer Nikaf, the one who got his hair cut, Ma Pasha Shehu Loka, what did he do wrong that he got Malkus? Lav Shein B'Mai Savi, V'lo Loka, his office is in my sieve, you shouldn't get any Malkus over here. And for the Gemara, Da Amar Lach Mani. So basically, hold on a second, what he's doing is he's arguing with him, right? Tani Tekimid Rav Chista, that's the case. Rav Chista says back to him, what are you talking about? No way, not true. So therefore, if Chista said to the one who's teaching it, Dharma Lach, if someone says Mani, who is this price who says this? Rabbi Yehuda. It is Rabbi Yehuda, who's a Das Yachid, and we don't paskin like him. Dharma, or maybe, okay, Dharma, Lav Shein Vomaisa, Lokan Alav. He is of the opinion that a Lav Shein Vomaisa, you get Malkus. We saw that way back on Daf Dalid Amud Beis. He's the one who said that you're going to be chayev even as the nikaf. So now says the Gemara, no, can even go according to the Rav. Even the one that says, Lav Shein B'Maisa doesn't get Malkus here, you would. V'Rava Amar B'Makif La'atzma. The Bais is talking about somebody who does it to himself. And then he's going to go according to
all the peeps over here. Ravashi Amar Bimisayeya. We're talking about a guy who's helping out. Rashi says, Mazmin Asaras the Makif. That is, that he helps out by giving his hair over to him. Vidivri call, then everyone's going to be masked with such a thing that he's going to be chayev as well. Next part of Mishnah said, Vamashchis Pasukano, someone who destroys the corner of his beard. Tanurabanan, Pasukano, Sof Zukano means the end of his beard. Ve'ezah Sof Zukano, what is that? Shibola Zukano. It is the pointed end of his beard. Rashi says, Kulu Chamesh Peos, the Kachash Basnisen, Bechlal Shibola Sem. Okay, we saw the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah said, Vamasarit Smita Achas, that someone goes ahead and he makes a cut in his flesh, one cut over a dead person, what's going to be? Then the person is going to be chayev. Last part of his Mishnah, Tanu Rabbanan, Viseret. The pasuk says, Viseret lenefesh lo situ b'vsarchem. A cut for the one who died, don't put in your flesh. Yachal, you would maybe thought, Afil saratal beso shenafel, even if he makes a cut on himself because his house fell, Vasfina shetavad yam, that his boat sank in the sea. Talmud Lomar Lenefesh, specifically for someone who died. Einu chayev ela al mispal vad, only if somebody died. If it did it for other things, it wouldn't be chayev. Minayin lemisarit chamis smitos al mes echad. I don't know if a person does five cuts for one dead person. Juchayev al kol achas v'achas. Talmud Lomar viseret. Torah says viseret, a cut. Lechayev al kol smita v'smita. To be mechayev him for every individual cut. Says Rashi, the matzi lemichtav lenefesh lo tisertu b'makom. Viseret lefesh lo sitnu loshanachet tamidu viseret miribuya the vav. It's an extra letter vav, whatever it is. Lachayv kolachas suzim sita. Biyosi over v'naim lemiseret suita achas al chamish misim. I don't know if he does one cut, but for five dead people, shulchayv al kolachas v'nefesh gemi chayv for each one of them. Tamid lomer lo nefesh lachayv al kol nefesh v'nefesh gemi chayv for every individual nefesh. Frank the Gemara, how are you using lenefesh to teach you for the five individual people? If you're able to use lenefesh to teach you that you're not going to be chayev if you did it because you lost your house or your boat or whatever. V'afikta lebeisu shenafel lesvinasu shetava b'yam. We already used it. Rashi says, v'ha v'adeh b'yosi lepolig b'ayideh. Is that arguing it? Dehechei motzi ha-pasuk midei pshuto. You can't take it out of the pashtus of the pasuk over here. So this is not extra to be able to teach you this din over here. Beep, turn the page. Chofal m'alaf. Kasav Rabbi Yossi srita u'gedida achasi. Yossi holds that the Isser of Srita, of cut, of a seret, and that of Gedida, another type of cut, are the same Isser. And even though there's different words that are used, both psukim are referring to the same Isser against cutting someone for pain, either by hand or using some sort of instrument. Uksiv hasam lames, and it says over there, lames, for the dead body. Since we have another pasuk not using this lashon of srita but of gedida, right? We saw losas go to do losas sima karcha ben einechem lemeis. You can't cut yourself, and we understand that one of them Rashi says over here that tervayu ben biyad ben bekli uksib gedida lemeis losas go to v'losas sima karcha. So since we have that pasuk of gedida, which is in Devarim, which says straight up, it's talking about a dead person, the teacher is going to be only if it's for the dead person. So therefore, when it says lenefesh, we can now actually darshan that to teach us for every individual soul that he's going to be a responsibility for, even if it's one for five cuts, five people. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.